Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On this day, 201 years ago, the horror writer Edgar Allan Poe was born. The master of the macabre came into the world right here in Boston, but as legend has it, Poe hated his hometown, and Boston hated Poe right back. Now a Poe scholar wants to set the record straight with a new exhibition that reunites the Gothic writer with his birthplace. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Edgar Allan Poe has inspired countless retellings of his creepy tales, including this old radio drama of the Telltale Heart, starring actor Boris Karloff.
It's early evening. The sun is just setting behind a range of low hills. On top of the nearest hill is a huge rambling building surrounded by park-like grounds.
As it turns out, The Telltale Heart was first published in a Boston literary journal in 1843. The age document is part of the exhibition at the Boston Public Library, and it's one of B.C. Professor Paul Lewis's strongest pieces of literary evidence connecting Poe with the town where he was born. Lewis points to another, the first edition of the Gothic writer's first book of poetry.
He published it here in Boston in 1827 when he was 18 years old, and he wrote on this very crude cover, by a Bostonian in the author line. You don't write that in the author line of your first book if you hate everything about Boston.
Lewis argues that Poe's time in Boston influenced his development as a writer, but advocates in other cities are also laying claim to Poe's legacy.
I'm Edward Pettit, and I'm the Philly Poe guy.
Self-appointed, he admits.
Philadelphia was really the place that honed and helped shape Poe's, you know, craft. I mean, the kinds of works that we still read, that stuff happened in Philadelphia.
He's talking about Poe's greatest hits.
The Black Cat, Murders in the Rue Morgue, Fall of the House of Usher, Pit and the Pendulum, William Wilson, The Gold Bug, and he began writing The Raven while he was still living in Philadelphia.
This is just the kind of literary sparring Poe himself would have eaten up, according to Boston advocate Paul Lewis. In 1845, the author engaged in rhetorical combat with Cornelia Walter, a Boston Evening Transcript editor who shredded one of Poe's public lectures.
She writes 19 snarky comments about Poe making fun of his name and generally saying that people walked out on his performance and it was terrible. And he writes back, calls us Frogpondians, says that we're boring, and makes some of his most critical comments.
Poe called Bostonians Frogpondians because of their moralistic croaking. This conflict fed the notion that Poe and Boston were at each other's throats. The nickname was used in good fun, though, according to Lewis. He says Poe saw literary criticism as a contact sport, and that before he was recognized as a Gothic author, he was known as a harsh critic, earning him the nickname the Tomahawk Man.
Boston writers like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, James Russell Lowell, and many others, he thought of them as doing this sort of highbrow, moralistic, didactic writing in which they were using poems and stories to convey the truths that they wanted people to believe. He felt, no, these kinds of literature should be fun.
I was sick, sick unto death with that long agony. And when at length they unbound me and I was permitted to sit, I felt that my senses were leaving me.
And, of course, Poe went on to write some of the most entertaining stories that have gone on to scare the willies out of generations of readers in Boston and beyond. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Captain Jean d'Albret.
Good fathers, gentlemen.
We hear you, my son.
Even now I have no knowledge of where I am or to whom I may be speaking.
You're speaking to me, my son. I am Fra Pedro d'Espia, prior of the Dominicans of Segovia, and Grand Inquisitor for all Spain.
This, then, is the court of the Inquisition?
It is.
But I am a French officer.
That is true. A soldier and creature of the archfiend, the Antichrist, Napoleon Bonaparte, who even now is at the gates of Madrid, while his General LaSalle menaces our city of Toledo itself.
Nonetheless, I am a prisoner of war. By what right do you try me in this court?
Let the clerk read the charges against the prisoner.
Item,
that on the 4th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 1808, the said Captain Jean d'Albret did wed and espouse that most noble lady, the Doña Beatriz Valdez, niece and ward of the illustrious...
One moment.
Excellency?
This marriage was a deplorable thing, if you like, but lawful...